USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday threw out a series of remaining challenges to election processes and election results in several states left over from the recent presidential election cycle. The lawsuits dismissed were in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. The power is back on for most Texas residents, but massive electricity bills, broken water pipes, and flooding could leave many in financial turmoil. Some estimates predict the cost could surpass the $19 billion in insurance losses from Hurricane Harvey. Houston resident Tabitha Charlton's house flooded during the recent storm. She also had a claim during Hurricane Harvey.
Dealing with the insurance company is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I can deal with the damage. That could be fixed. But another 3.5-year battle with the insurance company, I don't have it in me.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is grilling President Biden's pick to be America's next top cop.
Judge Merrick Garland is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing to become Attorney General.
With respect to foreign terrorist attack, I was sitting in my office, arriving at my office as the first plane hit the Trade Center, and I was sitting in my office and could see smoke rising over the Pentagon. I can assure you that this is top of mind for me.
Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee in the Obama era that lasted 293 days. He was denied with an outcome of no action by the Senate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is leading the world in smartphone sales. In the fourth quarter of 2020, the tech company shipped out almost 80 million more smartphones than any other company, including rival Samsung. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is a Dubai princess being held hostage?
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Boeing is telling airlines to stop flying its wide-body 777 aircraft equipped with the engine type that broke apart during a flight over the weekend near Denver, as the FAA says it would order an immediate inspection of those jets. Boeing's recommendation, followed by action by regulators in the United States and Japan, aimed at the Pratt & Whitney engines found on 128 of its 777s. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.